And peace be unto you, and peace from God, our holy parent. Congratulations to the forum members, and greetings to all my siblings. I'm Lamont Anthony Wells, the national president of the African Descent Lutheran Association, the voice of 55,000 people of African descent in the ELCA, which is a member institution of the Lutheran World Federation. I'm also a 2021 participant of the UN Fellowship Program for People of African Descent. And in solidarity with my sister Catherine, we fellows are an underutilized asset and resource group within this decade. I hope this permanent forum changes that relationship in its future work. I'm also speaking today because the relationship between climate change and the human rights of people of African descent often gets overlooked. According to the World Meteorological Organization, noted that 2020 was one of the three warmest years on record, and it's getting hotter each year. If I were to pull from an Urban Dictionary term, the block is hot, referring to an area or space of elevated danger or suspicion. Well, the block is literally hot. The block is hot with the increasing frequency of extreme weather events and natural disasters, heat waves, floods, droughts, and water shortages. The block is also hot and getting hotter with violence, particularly gender-based violence against all women and girls, especially trans women. There are many countries which don't have legal aid for victims of violence, only for perpetrators, which is a problem. This violence is getting hotter. That's why each Thursday, in solidarity with the World Council of Churches, we bring the world's attention to this problem. Hashtag Thursdays in Black. Controversial rapper Nelly tried to tell us in 2002 that it's getting hot in here. He recommended that we all simply disrobe and take off our clothes. I disagree. I recommend and call on this permanent forum to first organize, recommend, and seek an extension of the decade of people of African descent to adequately and properly address the impact of climate change and gender-based violence for people of African descent and other unfinished business that we have discussed this week. Get the extension. And we, the people, want this forum fully funded to implement all of these objectives. Also, I'd like to support a recommendation of the permanent forum to address the issue of mistreatment of climate refugees of African descent who face a disproportionate risk of forced migration due to climate change and additional support measures that may be required to mitigate the negative impacts of displacement. This permanent forum must present the cause and case of climate change and racial discrimination together rather than allowing bureaucracy to treat these issues separately. I call on this permanent forum to collect evidence and act in support to overcome the online gender-based violence and advance gender justice in and through the media. Let's do more than talk about it.